what we're trying to achieve is to get feedback from the community to design the school for the next number of years, whether that be people who sent their children to school previously there, current parents, grandparents, anybody who's in the local community, to give us their input so we can use that to design the school.
And I suppose, is there anything that is that there's talks about already that we'd like to see going forward?
I mean, we're looking into the giving early childhood care at the school, to have a stream of kids who are used to coming to KJU and then go from preschool into primary level education. And we're also looking at doing different events in the evening, like we have the Armstrong School of Music on Tuesday evenings. We've got Irish language classes for adults at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. We've got Spanish lessons. We're going to do a bilingual toddler group on Saturday mornings. And we have our morning club and our after-school club. So all those activities are ongoing, are in the process of being put in place. And I guess the survey we're doing online and the meeting we're having at next Thursday at 8 o'clock at the school is to try and obtain more feedback. And do we need to adjust, do we need to modify, do we need to edit what we're planning on to accommodate the needs of the community?
And now that the idea of having an early childhood facility there is, we've seen it work before, and it's great, you know, whenever it's not as big of a shock to the system whenever they do start then big school and they already have some friendly, familiar faces there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've seen how that works well in other areas. And, you know, we know that, like, for working parents or people who need time during the day, to be able to provide a setting for them to allow their kids come to school with us will help them as well, and hopefully create the pipeline of kids for the future for the school.
And future-proofing the school is really important. You know, we see, I suppose, more so rural national schools now. They need to have more of a focus on future planning, because there was a while where resources just didn't seem to be getting diverted to rural schools.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the advantage of our wee school, and I think a lot of our small schools, is that they are quite nimble on their feet and they can adjust for the environment that we're in. So, like, you know, having input from the community, having input from the teachers and parents, it allows you build the school locally and maybe not relying much on resources being given to us, and try and make our own destiny, you know. And then whatever resources do come, try to make the most of those.
And do you think, I suppose, just is that a fair way for rural schools to have to be that way?
I think, you know, you have to take responsibility for yourself, right? And then after that, whatever comes your way in sports is all upside. So I think, yeah, you have to define your own future. And I think us, by engaging the community and defining the future of the school, will help us succeed.
Okay then, so Padraig, well, just finally, there is bodies that do offer the school support.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our local plan in Tangan and Rossin is very helpful, Mary O'Brien up there. And we have other organisations like Liggett down in Guido Dor and Glorna Gael, and a lot more organisations, like, and our local TDs and councillors are a huge support to us as well.